Hello, welcome back to the Potty Mouse Podcast. I am Peyton Kubik, and this is where my dad and his friend John talk about random stuff in life or the things they found on the internet. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I did. Here they are now.
So as I was waiting for, there you go. So as I was waiting for the countdown to finish up, yes. I was looking at my surroundings just to make sure there was nothing in the screen. Mm. And yesterday I realized during a meeting, not during a meeting, it was pre-meeting. So it was only people that I knew on the call so far. No one else had gone on, but I had cleaned up. So the last business trip I took, I actually drove. And when I drive, mm-hmm. I tend to bring my little, what we refer to around the house as the pew-pew. My nice little hand-me-gun.
Pew-pew.
My little pew-pew. But I was cleaning out my backpack because the next trip I take, I'm flying. Obviously, we keep them locked up at home too, but I was emptying out my bag up here and I just set it on my desk right in front of this computer right here. And I'm sitting on a call like that, or about to get on a call like this. And I'm looking at my camera. I'm like, oh shit.
Wow.
You don't want to get on a call with a gun sitting on your desk.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have any problem with it if it were my company, but I do know your company and might not look upon it too kindly.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because I don't remember why, but for some reason, I used my work backpack when mm-hmm. I went to the gun range.
Okay.
And so I had my handgun in there, some ammo and so on. And it was fine. And I didn't even think anything about it and took it out. And they found some residue inside when I went to the airport.
Yeah.
So we've got a positive match on some. I said, I took it to the gun range. And so, you're going to find stuff in there. I said, you're welcome to search through it, look inside and out, but it's not there. And they, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't do that again. But
yeah. No.
Yeah. So now I have a separate
one. Well, and I don't actually, which is, I just empty it anyways, always, because I have like three different bags that I carry depending on how I'm traveling.
Yeah.
So I have a backpack that I will carry on the airplane. This used to be the one I did, but I don't. But this one I like to carry when I go out because mm-hmm. I don't have to put my suit in there because if I'm driving, I'm hanging my suit up.
Right, right.
This one has a hidden pocket for your guns. So that's why I like this one because it doesn't – I can actually take this in places and open it and do stuff and it's not – But my other backpack doesn't have external pockets, and it's actually better suited for airplanes because it can fit under the seat if I really need it to.
Sure.
But it can also go in the overhead. But then, of course, I carry my bag. That backpack I take if I don't have to carry a suit. Mm-hmm. If I do carry a suit, I've got one of those bags that lay flat that you can put your suit in, and then it rolls up into a duffel bag.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one I carry when I fly, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, I would always, and you know what, it's one day of traveling, whether it's a few hours or whatever, I'm always concerned about, oh great, how wrinkly and messed up is my suit going to be when I get there. But happily, I have not flown with a suit for a long time now, and I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I take that back, a swimming suit.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
It's good to have those with you just in case.
Yeah, if I had unlimited whatever, if I could choose how I work, which it's really just our industry, the car industry. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much one of the last holdouts. I would argue banking would probably be another holdout, but I've seen banks too. where they're not even dressed up all that much either, khakis and a polo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're one of the last holdouts. I'd go to every meeting in now I like jackets. I do like a good blazer or suit jacket.
I do too.
But I don't feel the need to wear slacks or dress shoes or anything like that. Give me a pair of jeans. I'll even wear dress shoes, but give me a pair of jeans all day long and a relaxed shirt.
Yep.
Then I think that's appropriate enough in our world. Because trust me, I have seen worse.
Oh, me too. But yeah, for sure. But I'm with you. I think it's kind of successful professional look. And look, I'm not judging about how it used to be. When I was younger, I think you needed to dress a little nicer just to bring yourself some credibility.
Yes.
But these days, you know, with 40 years in business, I don't really need to, you know, well, he's serious because he's wearing a suit. Well, I can wear, I like a dark wash jeans. And like you said, nice pair of dress shoes. I'm fine with that. Or Cole Haan's, you know, casual loafers or something. And then a nice jacket with a button down collar shirt and no tie, no nothing. But that is that for anybody you and I come in contact with, that is usually more than
acceptable. You know, maybe this is our society, and there's a lot of commentary we can have on our society right now, especially right now. But, you know, even that is dressier than the vast majority of people, and people are comfortable, and we are trying to make people comfortable. And I will tell you from experience, walking into a dealership, if I walk into a dealership in the middle of Texas and everyone is dressed, including the manager, everyone's dressed in khakis and a polo, I walk in a three-piece suit, and instead of being relaxed and listening to what I'm trying to tell them, they're puckered. They are puckered up going, oh shit, this guy's going to audit me and it's going to be a shit show and all that crap. I don't, that does the opposite of what I'm trying to accomplish with that store.
It's happened probably to you as well. It's happened when I walked into a store with that dynamic. Cause you don't know if you're calling on three stores, for example, in a day, which I used to do regularly, sometimes more, but you know, some may have a different dress code than the other. So you try and reflect that, but it doesn't always work out, and you take a little crap and you go, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't want to, last thing I wanted to do was come in too casual.
Too relaxed. Exactly.
Yeah. So
now, I mean, there's still a level of professionalism that you have to maintain. We're not saying walk in a jeans and t-shirt, walk in what dress like we're dressed now.
For sure.
But you know, just,
well, there's one store that I can think of, in particular in Wisconsin, that they all still wear, shirts and ties.
Oh yeah.
And managers suits and ties. And, you know, summertime it's short sleeves are okay, but they still have them wear ties.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can, some people will say that's over the top or that's, others would say it's highly professional and it sets them apart, and it kind of does.
Well, it does, and it's still professional. I'm not I'm not saying anything about that. I love a good suit. Do I want to wear one every day? No, but I'd love a good suit. And I do think there's a time and a place for a suit, just not necessarily on the day to day, all the time.
It's again, just been a long time since I've. I mean, it used to be more the norm.
Well, when you know what? Honestly, if you really want to think about it, let's break it down to why people don't necessarily want to wear suits as much anymore. Because let's face it, there was a time where that was your daily wear. Even if you weren't at work, you were wearing a suit. That's just, that was society at that point. But you know what's one thing that has remained constant with suits? They're expensive. Suits are very expensive. And
well,
you know,
especially
what?
Good ones.
Good
when
ones,
I first started, no kidding. When I started selling cars, I was 19 or 20, and I went to JCPenney's, and got me a two pair of slacks and a reversible vest, and a jacket, and sport. I think the whole thing was $100.
Yeah,
and man, I was living large.
You can get great suits. Like I have
They're
a suit.
Terrible.
Well, they are. But I have a suit that I bought at Target and I absolutely love it. It was the whole thing was $100. I've actually had two of them now, but that's the problem. I've had to have two of them now. And they don't last.
Yeah.
Like this one is about ready to, I mean, I've only had it. I think I bought this one a year ago, year and a half ago, and the pants don't work anymore. I had to throw the pants away already. And the jacket, this jacket's starting to show its age.
What do you mean the pants don't work?
They you get them washed, you get them laundered, and they just wear out.
Okay.
You know, the waist is, the buttons are broken, the waist is this, it's starting to rip in places. And excuse me, not because I've gained weight, rips, just wear and tear rips.
Sure.
So Yeah, so they just don't, they don't stand up to the rigors of everyday wear. It's, well, a good thing. I mean, it's someone who needs a suit for funerals and weddings. Yep. That's the type of suit that it's good for.
And and I used to have, as to your point, I used to have a closet full of them. I probably had 20 suits at one time.
Right.
And because, as you said, that's what we wore.
Yes.
Certainly all work stuff. There was a men's store in Chicago, right downtown, called Stewart's. And Stewart's had, and they may still be there, but just in case. Okay.
There you go.
They had a sale once a year where you could buy three suits for the price of one.
Yes.
And my whole office went, all the guys who wore suits went down there at this time of the year, and their suits were normally $1,000. And so we would go down and drop, you know, $1,200, $1,300 and walk out with three suits. And we're like, yes. And
yeah,
suits were styling back then. It was the shoulder pads and the V. Of course, I had more of a V shape back then. But anyway, but it's funny. I would never, I mean, suits back then, you were always dry cleaning when you cleaned them. And
But well, you still have to. All the suits that I have are dry clean only.
Well, I thought you said your pants were, you laundered them.
That's part of the problem. Well, that's what I meant. But that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
The dry cleaning should help them last longer.
Yeah, I'm not sure it does. No.
So, but suits have stayed expensive.
Yeah.
But our salaries don't go as far anymore. Just going to put it that way.
Yeah, that's well said. I do appreciate the fact that now I can buy just a jacket, a sport coat, rather than the whole suit, because and it's less expensive. But also you can buy a nicer quality jacket, you know, without throwing down a grand.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure you can, but not in my world.
Not it, right. Not, and again, we don't necessarily need it. And I have suits that I've had for, you know, several years. Like I had one suit that I've had for 8 years.
Wow.
And it's still great. You couldn't tell. It looks brand new.
Yeah.
And I wear it a lot.
I used to have my fat suits and my my medium suits. You have different sizes for all different Johns. I tend to vary from time to time.
I could play so much with that name.
I know.
All the different Johns.
It. Yeah. Big John.
I wouldn't go in there. But anyway.
Yes, I know you weren't. That's fine.
So
trying to bring it back.
So I don't even know how we got on that conversation.
I don't either, but we sometimes said everyone who ever listened to Potty Mouths.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did they get on that conversation? I don't know. Neither do we.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier, though, about a new member of your family.
A new member of our family, yes. Maverick the Marley Hauler is what my wife has named our new mid-sized truck.
That's awesome.
So, well, I mean, that's actually a good segue from the cost of a suit to the cost of trucks and stuff.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah,
roughly the same price.
Jen's car's lease was up. It's actually up. It was up in, or about to be up in July. But I had traveled down to Alabama to a dealer that I've known for a long time, and I, you know, and I asked him, I said, you know, hey, look at this, look at my wife's car, which she loves. And she did kind of want me to buy it out because she wanted to keep it. I wasn't 100% convinced because there were issues with it that she doesn't bother her, but me bothers me.
Sure.
Like I can hear rattling in certain spots. I'm like, it's not supposed to rattle there.
Yep.
Anyway, so I said, give me the buyout on this. Give me a price on the full-size truck and give me a price on the mid-size truck, because we have been talking, if we do end up trading her car in, we would get a truck. And there's a lot more to that story. I'll explain in a minute. So, so he gave me the buyout on her car, which, you know, the cost of the car was not too much. It's not, you know, it was around, I think, 25 grand, something like that, for the buyout. And, but the percentage, the APR, was 9%.
Because you're taking out a loan on a used car, essentially.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Why. Yeah.
Yep. 9%.
Yep.
So, it gave me, it was a lot of money, a lot more than what we were paying for it on the lease.
Yep.
Now I do want to add one thing, cause that's what we were talking about. That's how we got on the conversation is the national average right now is somewhere for people paying for car payments people pay around $750 a month. That's average. Around the national average.
And here's the scary part. So let's temper that just for a moment, because what they don't talk about, they talk about the monthly payment, but they don't talk about the term.
Right.
And for some people, honestly, that's a 72 or 84 month payment.
A lot of them are going up to that 84 month payment.
Gosh, it's just crazy, because you'll have people, and this is just a real quick lease rent, that you have people that say, I'm not going to lease because I want to own my car, so I'm going to borrow and do an 84 month loan. Well,
yeah.
You don't own your car.
No. You don't own your car for 84 months.
And if you don't believe us, all you have to do is miss your 83rd payment. And they will show you who owns the vehicle.
That's exactly it.
So it's one of those weird things, but the term is really a big concern. And just a quick aside, Nick, as we were talking beforehand about a YouTube video or this young lady, probably in her 20s, she and her husband had two vehicles, and a very nice high-end truck. Actually, they both were. And their combined car payments, two vehicles, $3,000 a month. And she was just quoting it like it was, you know, matter of fact, like, oh yeah, so we're about $3,000 a month. What? Car payments. So the question becomes, did you really need, and they're two new vehicles, did you really need a brand new vehicle?
Right.
And is that what you, it's like people, there seems to be that some folks don't wait till they can afford something. They got to have it now.
Yeah.
And that's been true for some years. And yes. I've been a proponent of that for some years, because we were kind of that way. But wow, that's a boatload of money. Once a month. That's a mortgage payment. Plus,
it is, and you know, so interesting you say that, and you say I like how you said that. That's the one I would say that is the one downside of a lease right now. So it was not convenient, and that's why I'm getting to that payment. That's why I want we were talking about it. It's not convenient. It was not convenient right now for Jen's lease to be up.
Yeah,
because 9% to buy it out.
Yep,
not cool. I mean, it's that's pushing it up towards that national average for buying that out. So I really didn't have much of a choice. I mean, I did, but in certain areas, but I didn't really have that much of a choice. I have to get a new car. I can't, because that was not feasible necessarily. I mean, it was, but why would I pay for a car? Well, let me move on to the story, and then I'll say that. I'll make that statement.
Well, let me just throw one other thing there. It's a little different for you because of your history of buying.
Right.
It's not like your only other choice was spending $1,500 a month on a new truck.
Right.
That was not that wasn't even in the realm of possibility for you. And so because you didn't want to, you're smarter with your money than that.
Yeah. Well, but that's negligible.
But a young couple with $3,000 in car payments.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We can't even afford a house. Well, no kidding.
No, duh.
We can't afford a house. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I have not paid anywhere near and I told John, this new truck that we did end up with is the most I've ever spent on a car. But I'm still not anywhere near the national average.
Yeah.
And that's because I work in the car business. It makes it very easy for me to get discount. I have a discount on a lot of different manufacturers. So, that's very beneficial to us. Mm-hmm. So I will always pay less than the national average, most likely.
Yep.
But all that to say, this was the most expensive car I've ever purchased monthly, not dollar wise. Part of that is because of the world we live in right now, which is why I couldn't buy out her lease. I mean, I could, but I'll tell you why I say that way. So then my buddy brings the information on the full-size truck, and the cheapest I could get that full-size truck. And folks, I'm saying with zero money down, because obviously if you put more money down, your payment becomes less, blah, blah, blah. This is just zeroing it out. Let's just call it fair, zeroing it out, no money down. On a lease, no money down, 15,000 miles, by the way, on the lease. it was $980 mm-hmm. for the full size truck per month. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, hell no. Hell no. I'm not spending that much on a car. So then he brings out the mid-sized truck, and I'm not going to tell you how much that one costs because that would be giving too much away, but came out with a mid-sized truck, and it was $150 more per month than Jen's car that she's leasing.
Her current vehicle, yeah.
But which still, 150 is a good number.
Yeah, but still substantially less.
Substantially less
than the full size truck.
Right. So okay. At that point, I'm looking at that, going, okay. So for $150 less, I could buy it out, which is what she wants. So I was leaning towards that, but then we didn't add in the $350 lease turn-in fee. Mm-hmm. We didn't add in the cost of 4 brand new tires. Mm-hmm. Which, and they're not the inexpensive tires either for that particular vehicle. So by the time we add all of those in, and if you break it out into the monthly costs, this mm-hmm. new car, brand new warranty, it's a truck, mm-hmm. which is something we need for the business. So it was something that we've been talking about biting the bullet on. And it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's a very nice truck. Mm-hmm. It would only come to about $50 more. And I'm like, for $50 more, reset the warranty, reset the miles.
Yep.
Have what we need. Okay. I'll reset swallow $50. Reset the tires. Yes. $50 more a month. Let's go ahead and just roll with that. So yes. Now we have a brand new mid-sized truck. So this is the other part of the conversation. So the plan is Jen does not want to drive a truck. John argues that and I'll let John talk about it here in a minute. John argues that she might fall in love with it. I told her that. I told her about Lisa liking the truck. Our friend Kim, who was on the podcast, mm-hmm. when we were talking, because we were actually together when we were going to this dealer, because this is mm-hmm. one of our meetings. She said, oh, because I told her Jen doesn't want to really drive a truck. And she's like, I drive a Titan and I love it. So, yeah, it's. So a lot of, and she's not the other one. I've got other friends who, you know, have trucks for a long time. My dad, he's got this 3500 Ram that he mm-hmm. drives, massive truck, and my stepmother loves driving that truck. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm hearing this. So I told Jen, you're gonna probably fall in love with it, but even if she doesn't, the plan is my lease is up on the Jeep mm-hmm. in about 9 or 10 months. Mm-hmm. I have finally made the decision that I'm gonna turn it in. For a couple of reasons. One of it is the problems that it has, and I have to dump a lot of money in to fix the problems.
We've talked about that, can't guarantee
it fixes the problems.
Yep.
The other part of it is I don't see interest rates going down enough for me to actually be able to afford to buy that out.
Yep.
Because, well, Jen's car was $25,000 to buy out. The Jeep is going to be a lot more than that to buy out. So I've made the decision to go ahead and turn that in. Now, the other thing we were talking about is both cars are in my name. Mm-hmm. And that would be the other thing is I don't like that. I don't like having both cars. And there's a reason for that. It has to do with Jen's business and stuff like that, why we did it that way. But I want Jen to go buy her own car. So I'm going to let her trade in the Jeep mm-hmm. on whatever she wants mm-hmm. and let her go through the process. So
well, then I think she's going to be very happy with her new Maybach, mm-hmm. whatever you call them.
It's funny you say that because she does want a Mercedes.
Well, and it's I saw a commercial for that, Mercedes Maybach. I think I'm saying it right. I'm not sure. I can't afford
Maybach,
them,
Maybach,
so I don't care.
Yeah. I've heard it both ways.
But wow, pretty awesome car.
Yeah. You want to know something? So we were looking because she does. She wants a Mercedes. She wants the smaller SUV, not the smallest, but like a GLC 300 or a GLE, which is mm-hmm. that's two steps above that, I guess, but it could be just one. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. They're only $5,000 apart. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think the GLE is the next step up. Mm-hmm. But I told her that the GLC is the same size as the one we just traded in. So she's a little bit more interested in that because she did like that size. Mm-hmm. So we look at the price. The base price for a GLC is $40,000.
Not much compared
not
to
much compared
these
to,
days.
Yeah. You can go out and buy a Grand Cherokee because that was the thing. I was going to trade in the Jeep Wrangler on a Grand Cherokee.
Yep.
Grand Cherokee is $68,000.
I was going to say
$70,000.
Holy crap.
For that quality. Talking about, you know, the leather, the heated seats, everything that the GLC would have.
Sure, of course. But it's just, I have a hard time getting, and this is me being old school, I guess, but I have a hard time getting past the holy crap. That's a huge
MSRP. For something that, quite honestly, is a piece of crap.
Well, we can't say that. I love my Jeep.
We've talked about
your Jeeps. Lisa and I have had at least three. And as I recall, and we loved them, every one of them, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, had some major problems.
I have not.
But we loved them.
Oh, yeah. My Jeep, I have said, my current Wrangler has had more problems in the 2 years that I've owned it than any of my Jeeps combined.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and that's a lot.
That is a lot. But yeah, I have not owned a Jeep in my life that hasn't had a problem.
Right, but you've also, despite that, or even in the face of that, you are a big fan of Jeeps.
I am a big fan of Jeeps.
Including this one that you've had trouble with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've had trouble with it, and I still, there's a big part of me that still wants to keep it.
Well, and it's like you having a high-maintenance girlfriend. I mean, before you were married, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife is the most low maintenance person you'll ever meet.
And I've met your wife, and she's awesome. I don't know what she did to deserve you.
I have no idea why she even considered it.
Yeah, mine too.
Haven't figured it out yet.
Well, that's yes, and it's a. I really do think, and as you alluded to, the truck will grow on her.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks because I kind of bought it for me. I mean, that's the ongoing joke in the house. This is the truck that I want. It's the color I want. It's the interior. Yeah. So that's funny because, and that was the other thing. You know how much I love my Wrangler, but it's still not the exact one I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was my second choice. It wasn't my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
This truck from that model line is my first choice. First choice color, first choice features. First choice, everything. I mean, this truck was built for me.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it because you can't have it.
I can't have it. Exactly. At least not for the next 9 to 10 months.
It's in my garage and I can look at it, but I can't have it.
Yes. It barely fits in my garage, but yes, it is in the garage.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
got a little bit different.
So yes, RF-150, if you didn't know, and I bought it used because I was not going to have a $1,500 a month truck.
But that also, keep in mind, that was when interest rates were a little bit more reasonable.
Definitely more reasonable. And in fact, so much so that for the first time in a long time, we're continuing to make payments rather than paying it off. Because the rate is so low. It's so stupid. I can get more on my savings account, believe it or not. Then is costing us an interest.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Well, and it's unusual because you find it a sweet spot where savings accounts have been paying, 0.5%. But I found one that, it's Capital One. They're 360 something.
Yeah, I
can't think which one it is. Yep. And it's like 5% or something like that.
That's where we put
right
all Peyton's money.
It's smart and it's, whatever it's been a good thing. If you're just going to throw cash someplace, it's liquid and it's great to have it at least getting some interest for a change of pace. But the truck's been great. My thing was the term on the loan. We did a 48-month term as opposed to 60 or 72, because I still can't get past the 48 months being kind of the max I ever want to go.
I wish I could.
Well, yeah. I know, and we have done 60 in the past, but didn't like it. But that said, Lisa has gotten used to the F-150, and she handles it like a champ. I mean, it's tough down here because everybody backs their truck. Everybody owns a white F-150, so if you're trying to find out which truck is mine, good luck with that. We don't know sometimes, but everybody backs them into parking spots because it's just easier to maneuver them that way. And ours is a short box, so I can't imagine with an 8-foot box how that would be.
Yeah.
But sideways in the garage and all of that. But she loves the truck. I'm not sure it would be her first choice, but she enjoys driving it and all of that. So hopefully Jen will at least have an open mind to liking it a little more.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think she hasn't complained about it yet, but she's only been driving it.
You've had it
2 days now. Yeah.
No, I want to trade it in now, Nick.
That's no, that's not happening.
No, it's
not. We know that's not. But that's the other thing about this. And I'm hoping in 3 years when the lease is up, mm-hmm. that interest rates will be a little bit more reasonable, because that was the whole thing about buying a truck. I told her, I said, if I buy a truck.
Yep.
Now, I am still leaning towards having a full size truck to do this instead of a midsize. Sure. But we'll see. I might fall in love with this completely.
You might.
100%. But the goal is I'm driving the wheels off of it. That's mm-hmm. what trucks are built for. Mm-hmm. You drive the bleeping wheels off of them and you use them for their, that's a work thing. So that's the plan. Now, will that happen? You never know, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, and it's interesting too, because we talked about all the trucks down here and ours, you know, a big F-150, cause I had a midsize truck, as you know, before I had this one.
Yeah.
And
same one actually.
Right. And I mean, yours is the nicer, newer model.
The new model, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say nicer.
It
has more. It has more features.
Nicer, but it's the new body style, so it's
It is.
It's been updated dramatically, and the one I had was 20 years old or something like that. Body style, anyway. But the to drive one of those, it's whatever you get used to. It's, you know, I think you'll see again too that it's, they ride great, and down here
they do
small because people jack up, they have lift kits on their trucks and massive tires, and some of them off-road tires and some are street tires, you know, with that are, there's no way they're going to ever go off-road with these trucks, but you know, you get the big lift kit and 20 grand worth of wheels and tires, you wonder why the payments are so high. And I'm like this in traffic because you can't. I can't even imagine the step. You need an elevator step to get up there for some of these people. But
which I know, it's really funny. This, you know, how low this particular truck is to the ground.
Yeah.
This also it has.
I saw you have rails. The steps. Yeah, I saw that. It's awesome.
So it's awesome. For those of you who don't know the. The other part of this truck, because it, and why I call it kind of my truck, is because it will be a Wrangler replacer. Mm. So this is the off-road version of this particular truck. Yes. So it has the off-road tires, it has the rock rail step rails, it has everything that you would need to take. Now, we don't do anything major. I mean, even the Jeep, I would admit, is overkill for what we...
Yeah, but you would, and you could, and you have... Yeah. A lot of these,
like Rubicon Trail.
No. But
and I'll never also, do one of those.
Well, no, it's not. And you don't have the what is the suspension that they, you know, the fully does. Independent.
Yeah,
Jeep does. Well, yeah, but I mean, some of them. I mean, you have a what do they call it? A travel of 2 feet or 4 feet on some of these that are Rubicon. Rubicon Trail.
Well, that's stuff. You can
articulating. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Oh my god.
Only the Rubicon, the Jeep Rubicons, only the Wrangler Rubicons have that because it's actually a switch on.
Or you can add it to anything.
Oh yeah, of course.
You see some people spend $100,000 on their on their Jeeps or whatever to get them.
Well, and that's another reason why the Rubicon and then this truck are both stock.
Mm-hmm.
But they're stock off-road because that's the level of off-road I will probably ever do is only stock will be fine.
Yeah. Do you have skid plates and everything too? Yeah, that's cool. I like that because if you want to go off-road, you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these are equipped and they, you know, could I go off-road? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Never have, you know. And so whatever.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about this truck too is it's for us – probably will be a better camping platform.
I was just going to say for camping, it should be awesome.
There's enough room in there for the dogs and for Peyton. And then we've got the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can get a rack, which we were talking earlier too, to bring the price. This one on the lot had a rack on it with Max Trax and it had a gas can and a water can. And it's the rack for specifically made for, pop-up tents. Had it all on there. And I'm like, so it wasn't, here's the thing. I saw it on the lot and I told the dealer, I said, if it were for 100% for me, which I know I was joking about it. If it was 100% for me, that's the one I want. But I don't want the rack, and I, you know, it's, this is against for my wife and blah, blah, blah. How about this blue one over here? And I said, the only thing it needs is to make sure that it has, you have to make sure it has a sunroof. And I knew that this one on the lot, the blue one, did, because mm-hmm. the pictures had a sunroof mm-hmm. on it. Turns out mm-hmm. those pictures were the wrong pictures. So the only one that was on the lot that had the sunroof was the one I wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm like, score. So anyway, it's the new popular gray that you see on all the cars.
Mm-hmm. That's a good looking.
Hold on.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, my friend Jen sent it to me.
Yeah. So it's. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, you can't really see it. It looks white.
A little bit.
It actually looks white.
It does look white, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's gray. No,
it is gray.
It's a bluish gray. It's a bluish gray.
It is. It's kind of we used to call it dove gray, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it.
Yeah. So nice. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh.
And Jen was smiling in that picture, by the way. Jen was smiling.
Well, that was also.
Getting to like it.
And now we're going to switch gears a little. Segue. Oh, that was also because we had just gotten done signing Peyton up for high school. That was the high school parking lot.
Awesome.
So she signed up for all AP classes, which I kind of had to twist her arm for. The nice thing is the school is very, if you lock yourself, you're not locking yourself into anything.
Right.
And I said, because that was the one thing they said with the AP classes, there were two things that stuck out to me that I wanted to encourage her to do is one, you have to do AP classes, a certain number of AP classes by the end of your fourth year, your senior year, for it to count towards college credit. You can take honors classes, you can take AP classes, you can take regular classes all you want in the other courses, but if you don't start freshman year, you don't get all the credit.
Yeah.
So AP is a little bit harder, but I mean, she's smart enough to do it. It's just holding her feet to the fire to get her to do her homework. That's the only reason her grades ever suffer is because of her homework, not because she can't do the work. And the other part was AP, back up a little. When I went to high school, I was in honors classes. Honors classes required 25 hours of community service a year.
Oh.
Oh, no, 25 hours of community service to graduate.
Okay.
Regular classes required like 15. So we had to do community service. This is the only AP program is the only program that requires the students to do 10 hours of community service every year.
That's awesome.
And I think that's really important.
I do too. I think, especially coming from somebody who did it.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. That was one of the most valuable things I think I got from high school. So I wanted her to do that. And she didn't argue, which that's unusual for her.
Yeah.
So we signed her up and yeah, she's going to be a high schooler next year. She's so happy. She got a sweatshirt and she wore it to her middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Good for her. Next year, you're going to have a high schooler.
Yep.
Wow. And the year after that, you're going to have a driving.
2 years.
2 years.
Remember, she's a year younger than everyone.
Whatever.
Two years before she gets her learner's permit, 3 years before she gets her driver's license. She won't get her driver's license until she's a junior in high school.
Well, I guess she's going to have to wait then patiently.
She doesn't want to drive. That's the funny thing.
She says that now. Just
she
wait.
She says that now. Yeah. I don't know. I never said that. I always wanted to drive.
I was 8 years old in the driveway, sitting behind the wheel of the car, pretending I was driving
I was driving trucks on my dad's farm at 12.
Well, my dad had a work truck and a three in the tree.
Yeah.
Three speed. And I was driving that when he was gone. Like around, down the street. And oh boy, I got in a little trouble for that. Well deserved.
Nowadays, you'll get in a lot of trouble for that. Back then, not so much.
Probably. Yeah, not as much back then, but yeah. But I had a buddy who had a 72 Nova, Chevy Nova, and his was also three in the tree. I'm not sure why it was so. And I was driving that at 14.
Yeah.
And so he would, let's go out, at nighttime, often in the rain. You want to drive? Sure. Yeah. I'm 14. And So by the time I got in driver's ed, I'm like this behind the wheel. And, yeah.
Nice.
The guy is Mr. Ponashani. He was a great guy. But, oh, man, he was in the twilight of his career at the time.
Mm.
And so he says, have you driven a little quaddy? And I said, oh, yeah, back and forth out of the driveway. And he goes, okay. Well, we started driving, and I'm with this other friend of mine, and we had driven cars for years. We used to, clean them up and drive them back to the owners, whatever. But he said, well, looks like you guys are pretty comfortable. I want to go look at a golf cart up in New Glarus. So we drove 5 miles to New Glarus so he could see a golf cart.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were his chauffeurs pretty much. But yeah,
worked out. I had a driver's ed teacher that was exactly that way.
Yeah.
It was great. She happened to be a family friend too. This is when we were growing up in the small town. But yeah, it was pretty fun. I remember we had to do one long road trip, and it was my buddy and I, and I think it was another friend of ours in the car with us. And we went, and on the way home, we went to the mall, we went to this, we went to that, yeah. And we stopped at Dairy Queen, and we drove home. It was great. It was a great day. It was like, hanging out, all four of us. It was fantastic. So high schooler in high school parking lot.
Wow.
You guys probably noticed if you saw the picture, we had the rack taken off because it was $2,000 for that rack. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yes.
Rack, bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll probably get one, but you can get a better price on it.
I can. And I might kit this one out finally.
Well, but, you've talked about having the pop-up tent,
yep,
over the bed. And that, I mean, it's kind of a cool it's a very cool concept.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. And we'll see. Obviously, a lot of those. The nice thing is I didn't know this particular rack, so I might actually consider this manufacturer's rack because it slides into the rails on the bed, so it's removable.
Cool.
And as most of you who have leased in the past know, that if you lease a car, you can't make permanent modifications.
Right. They just stay with the truck.
They just stay with the truck, but they don't add value. You could void the warranty, all that crap. So
depends on what it is. Yep, that's right. That's right.
There's, for example, the Jeep needs to have something in the steering fixed. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a part that the manufacturer makes, knows it needs to be replaced, and will replace it under warranty. But the dealers say, don't do that because it's going to break again. Go ahead and do the rough country. And cool. I talked to the service manager, and I said, well, I don't want to put a rough country on there if I'm just going to turn it in and if it avoid the warranty. He said,
right.
One, Stellantis works with rough country, so it won't void the warranty.
That's good.
But even at that, my recommendation is keep the one we take off, buy the rough country,
just
put it
case.
On. Yeah, oh. Put it on so it rides better. Then when you turn
replace it
with the old one.
Oh my gosh.
And then go sell the rough country.
All right. Quick story about my sister-in-law, who is the cleanest person ever.
She takes a shower 3 times a day.
Oh my gosh. Well, that, but I mean, her house is spectacular.
Yeah. I knew that's where you were going.
Oh my gosh. Well, she had in one of their bathrooms in an old house, she had gotten these nice little prints and did a whole like a fish theme for her kids who were younger at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she, a couple of wall hanging things and shower curtain and things like that. And after 4 years, 5 years, I don't even remember, she took the picture things back to Target. And they gave her a full refund.
Wow.
And just, of course, the best part is the story that you can use it over and over again. We have certainly hung around her neck more than once. Hey, Ange, guess what? Oh, it's just awesome. Hey, I just got this at Bed Bath & Beyond. How can I wait like 7 years to take it back, or what is the max? And it's awesome. She has such a good sense of humor about it. But yeah, she is clean, clean, and made them look better probably than when she originally bought them. So
that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
there was a YouTube short that I saw, and it was I don't remember which person it was. Oh, it's some girl from Wisconsin, and they live in Florida now. So the guy always makes fun of her accent, but he had a really like almost a professionally done photo of her in her swimsuit on the beach, put it in a frame that he had gotten from Target. And then while she was shopping, he snuck in and put it on the frame.
That's
area,
funny.
And then went out and said, "Hey, honey, didn't you say we needed a new frame? Why don't we go look at frames?" Oh, and she's looking and she's looking, man. And then all of a sudden she stops.
Oh,
that's and she grabs it and holds it.
Hilarious.
Where did they get my picture? But I could imagine returning those 7 years later, but actually forgetting that you've got a photo in there.
Yes.
And then put it back on the shelf.
This is the sample family. The sample family. I love it. What have you been watching on YouTube Shorts? I mean, what have you been seeing in your feed?
Lately in the feed, it's actually been, speaking of the little pew-pew,
yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of guns,
okay.
A lot of gun feeds. I think some of it has to do with obviously what I'm searching.
Well, of course.
Because I actually, all I did was watch one Kalyan Nuar.
What's that?
Post. He's a...
I know who he is. Yep.
Yeah.
I follow him.
So yep. I, because he had a, what was it? I don't remember if it was a Glock. I'm a big fan of Glock. I love Glock.
I have two of them.
Ding, ding, ding. So do I.
Yep. Sorry.
I have a 19 and I have a 43, and there's a new 19X out that I'm interested in. And I think that was what he was shooting, but now my feed is full of all of these. So I found a few other people, that I'm following now because I'm just like, oh, this is cool. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's really neat. So yeah, that's my rabbit hole thing right now.
Well, and that's good. And again, that's what shorts can do to you sometimes with the rabbit hole, but for some reason, I'm watching dog washing videos, and it's the funniest thing. There's a girl in Canada who has like 2.5 million followers.
Wow!
And she is a dog groomer, and she does these videos of these dogs, and it's kind of the same as home improvement shows. Because they come in looking all ratty, and within under a minute they come out and they're all beautiful, and she. But she has all these followers, and it's just really funny. So there are like two or three people that do them, and it's okay. I got to wait for the reveal.
It's very
so cute. Oh my gosh! So
it's very Magnolia. What's the Magnolia Network? Where Chip and Joanna got famous. What show was that? I guess any home renovation TV show where they have the reveal.
Yep,
that's funny. Have you been watching any of our old stuff, like Keep Your Daydream? Have you been watching that since they got their new Airstream?
I have not, although I guess I watched one or two since the Airstream. I mean, this is like their second Airstream, isn't it?
Technically, I think it's their third.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I think they had one before they had their big fifth wheel. I could have that.
I'm not doing enough or much of that because I'm still – like in a quandary, do I want to, get just a pull behind trailer that goes behind the truck, or I still love Class A's, but I'm not going to do a gas Class A because they get rattly after a short period of time. Yeah. And, so do I want to do the diesel? Well, yeah, let's do a tag axle. And suddenly here I am at 1.5 million going, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So
that will definitely exceed the national average.
I think the payment, well, of course you could do them over 30 years with an RV.
True.
Oh, good. Extend the term. Awesome.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Too funny. But there's, speaking of all of this, the truck talk, he actually did an episode about his truck because they had ordered a new heavy duty truck. And then when it got to the lot, finally, after 2 or 3 years, they had to wait for it for 2 or 3 years. Finally got to the lot and they turned it down because they still loved their current truck so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would recommend watching that one if you get a chance.
KYD.
What else have you been watching?
I'm trying to think. I still like Dave Portnoy's pizza reviews.
I don't think I've watched those.
Oh, man. The first ones I saw, I'm like, he's such a dick. And he is, but he's got a good heart. And the dude is serious about his pizza reviews. If you haven't seen, oh, my gosh. It's here's a guy who's worth, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars now. And he just doesn't really give a rip. And it's fun to watch him doing these reviews. But he cares a lot about the small businesses. He made some huge multi-million dollar donation to the Small Business Association somehow. I didn't get all of that, but he's really done a lot for that community. And now he's rating pizzas, and it's kind of fun to watch some of those.
I'll have to watch again. That.
It's a minute, so it's not like it's taken a major chunk of my life to watch. But there's a family out of Nashville that does. Oh heck, what is their name? I got to find it now because they're so awesome. During COVID, dad taught the kids, he's an entertainer, taught the kids to the Clark Family Creative, it's called.
Okay.
Colt Clark and his family. And they do these amazing remakes of all these old songs.
Huh.
And you got to hear them because they've gone over the last, 2.5-3 years since COVID started. The little girl was, this tiny wisp of a thing and so cute. And now she's playing the keys and she's singing and the boys, he has two boys, one plays Kit and the other one plays lead guitar or bass or acoustic. And he's incredibly talented for probably 12 years old, 11, 12 years old. Yeah.
All right. I'll watch that.
The Clark Family Creative. Yep. Do check them out. They're fun and watching their whole growth pattern is fun, and they are Nashville peeps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We've never really talked about this. Do you have any like, or can you hear my dog dreaming in the background?
I can. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's one of them dreaming. Do you ever do any conspiracy theory stuff? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I love conspiracy theories.
Well, it's and I have to put quotes around conspiracy theory because so many of them that were branded that have come
true. Are not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so, you call them what they are. So I am, I love Tucker Carlson. And Tucker is like others that you take what it's worth and don't take it too seriously. But I just like him. I think he's a good dude and he truly thinks that what he does has some value to it. And I tend to agree. So
I'm not even going that tinfoil hat when it comes to the yep. one I was talking about.
Yep.
There's one that Peyton and I actually like to watch together. It's called The Y-Files.
Okay.
And it's a guy who just basically lays out what it is. Mm-hmm. And then if he can debunk it, he debunks it.
Okay.
But he also has a sidekick named Hecklefish, and it's a little goldfish. Wow. It's an animated goldfish that sits in a tank next to him, and he calls him human. So it's really it's really funny. Hecklefish is hilarious. That's why I think Peyton likes it. So that's a
good. I like
another one we've been watching a lot lately.
I like that.
Just going through now that we're talking about it, I'm going through my history.
Don't tell me everything.
Not much. No, it's not really. I honestly haven't been watching a lot of camper videos like Miles RVs, the Larson Farm. I just like hearing him talk. I don't even really watch the farm just because it's a farm in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, and they've got really thick Minnesota accents. So
funny. I follow one in North Dakota that they're awesome. I can't think of it starts with an S, but yeah, they're just fun to watch. And it's fun because they have snow and ice and, mm-hmm. And I'll be sitting by the pool watching their videos, and it really doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah. And then the last one, so the last two that I've been watching, well, one of them I found when I did the, went down the gun rabbit hole is Jack Carr USA.
Okay.
And then Matt Carricker, who owns Bunker Branding in Texas, but he bought a ranch and he calls it Demolition Ranch is what they're calling it, but it's actually an old resort that they're redoing.
Cool.
So this is his all. This they started by redoing a mansion in Texas.
Wow.
And that's how the YouTube page got big. And they did a whole bunch of other stuff. And now he's redoing this resort.
Cool.
And yeah, it's pretty good. So I would recommend that. But that's pretty much it from a YouTube standpoint.
Well, that's cool. That's a good place for us to.
I think
on
so.
On this note.
On that this note. On this note. On that
whatever.
Note. On your note.
On both notes.
On sticky note. Ooh, that's it. Moving forward. On that sticky note.
Ick. What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the sticky notes that you put
there. Have I ever been prepared for any such nonsense?
Well, that's the real name of this Potty Mouths podcast.
And nonsense. You can
find out more about nonsense at pottymouths.com. Pottymouths.com and head up to all of our socials, like and subscribe. Bam, 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 bam.
Wow.
Yeah, hit that notification bell if you want to hear when we're, You can actually sign up for it. It's not really a newsletter, but if you want an email in your inbox that tells you when our podcast has gone live and have links to different, you can sign up for our quote unquote newsletter from our website as well. So make sure that you do that. John, any final words like a
see ya? Like wisdom? Words of wisdom? I don't have
I didn't say wisdom. There's no.
Good. Let's set the expectations where they belong.
I agree.
No. Nice to see everybody. Thanks for joining us. Always good to see you. Nick, you did a great job as usual. And I didn't fall asleep once. I did
not. That's fantastic.
I know.
It's like a first in 6 years.
Just saying.
Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon.